Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
23 degrees in Brantford, 21 in Hamilton, 21 in Kitchener-Waterloo. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. The World Health Organization and experts in Canada say there's no evidence that taking Tylenol during pregnancy causes autism. Health Canada says acetaminophen is a recommended treatment of pain or fever in pregnancy and has been used safely by millions of Canadians for decades. It says not treating fever and pain in pregnant women can pose risks to the unborn child. The remarks are in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's unproven claim linking the drug to the disorder. Brantford City Councillors on Tuesday authorized the transfer of $100,000 from its Council Priorities Reserve budget to support the Food Security Community Action Plan. At the same time, city staff have been asked to determine how meals will be provided once the city takes over 389 West Street, the former Fox Ridge Care community. The city has purchased the property and is working on plans to support its homelessness initiatives and shelters system. Councillors were told the average Ontario Works monthly caseload is the highest it has been in the past decade and is expected to continue to increase into 2026. The caseload is projected to reach 3,630 households by the fourth quarter of next year. Brantford police say they've arrested one man after he allegedly confined a number of people in a motel room. The incident happening 8:30 Saturday morning, officers were dispatched to a motel on Colburn Street and Clara Crescent after receiving reports of a man holding multiple people against their will. Police said they found a machete inside the room. A 39-year-old man from Oswegan has been charged. Officers added that seven other people were located inside the motel room, two of which were arrested on outstanding warrants. No injuries were reported. We will soon get an updated outlook on the country's economy. The Parliamentary Budget Officer intends to publish an updated fiscal and economic outlook tomorrow as scrutiny over the looming federal budget heats up. Budget Officer Jason Jacques recently made waves at a parliamentary committee when he told MPs he wasn't sure if Ottawa still has fiscal anchors. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays will try to get a little closer to an AL East division pennant this evening when they face the Boston Red Sox. The Jays lost 4-1 in last night's opener of a three-game series. Toronto still leads the AL East by one game over the New York Yankees. Light 92 weather, cloudy skies, the chance of showers this afternoon and this evening, the risk of an early evening thunderstorm. Some fog overnight, the low 17. Thursday, cloudy, the chance of showers, the risk of a thunderstorm, 23 the high. Sunshine Friday and a high of 23. In Brantford, it's 23 degrees. It is 21 in Hamilton, also 21 in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.